Good morning, 6:33 a.m. August 15th, must be. Yeah, I think so. 15th. 6:33, 8:15. Hazy morning. There's a lot of uncertainty in the atmosphere today. 17:45 for the first mile, not bad. It's, let's see, it's Wednesday. What am I thinking about today? I'm thinking about the memoir. It's the support for the people, from all of you who said, oh yes, I love these stories. Tell us more. If you write them down, I'll buy the book. I honestly am quite touched and shocked and surprised and all of that. I'm not quite sure. I mean, it's a weird life. And much like Ishmael Wong, I'm only telling you the positive things. I haven't talked much about my growing up on Dutton Hill in rural Maine, out in the Puckies. Puckies is short for puckerbrush. Puckerbrush is like junipers and thorns, and in Maine, at least where I grew up in Maine, there were a lot of juniper bushes, a lot of raspberry cane, a certain amount of blackberry cane as well. So it would be really easy to go out, to get through the woods and get all cut up and scratched. I'm having a hard time reconciling the notion that my elder daughter is now, or nearly, actually she's older, is that right? 17. 17. She's almost the same age I was when I joined the Coast Guard. I think she's shy by a couple of months. So I was born in October. Yeah, she'll be next March when she's 'll be the same age. So just before she graduates from high school, she'll be the same age I was when I enlisted in the Coast Guard and went off to see the world, or at least to see the water along the various coasts. It was an interesting time, and I can't see her following in those footsteps. She may surprise me. Yesterday she surprised us by coming out with a Lena Inverse costume that she made. For those of you who are not familiar with Lena Inverse, she's the main character in an anime series called Slayers. And she's a sometimes flaky magician who occasionally casts really big spells and destroys whole villages while trying to, you know, swat a fly. So yeah, it's one of the stories that she and her sister grew up with, because we watch a lot of anime in my house. We've got several complete series on DVD and several more on digital download that are not licensed for sale in the US, so we couldn't buy them even if we wanted to. My wife is quite diligent about buying releases as they become available for things that we enjoyed in download form. So she came out in this outfit that was like, other than the color of the boots and the gloves maybe a little bit off, but it was Lena Inverse, and it was a little bit shocking. She even had her hair done the same way. It was astonishing to see. Hearing noise on my headset here. Never a good sign. Airplanes appear flying around somewhere. Can't pick them out of the haze. It's a very hazy morning. The visibility is only about, I don't know, I want to put it at about 5 miles. Where usually it's pretty much unlimited. Today it's very difficult to see. So yeah, anyway, let's see what else. Got 3 new chapters yesterday, last night, and I'll be working on those today. As Memline pointed out, it's time to gird the grid and stop dithering about. I think finding focus will come with application and not before. It's something I learned in the past, but haven't really followed through with this week. And I think it's time to get that squared away. There's some other comment. It'll come to me. I can't think of it right offhand, but it will come to me, I'm sure. So, yeah, tomorrow's the first official full day of school. I'm not very excited at all. Oh, good, dogs are out. Yay. There's a woman with an 80-pound black lab up here walking past the dogs. Needless to say, the dog behind the fence took umbrage. That 80-pound lab was headed for the fence. Woman's wearing sandals. I think I'd be wearing something a little more supportive on my feet. Something to give me a little more traction against the pull of an 80-pound dog. It's not going to bark at me. Yay. And the long eastern trek. Skies kind of funny colored. It's mostly gray because of the haze. There's a little tiny pink tinge across the top. or a lawnmower or something. Sprinklers. For being a cool morning, this moisture in the air makes it feel heavy. It's so rare that we get any moisture in the air here. It seems peculiar. There goes the airlift. Helicopter? I hope that's a training mission and not somebody's flight for life. There's the sun. It's up behind trees and houses, so I don't get to see it. It's a big orange-colored ball this morning, shining through the haze. Red sky and morning sailor take warning. Hope not. Although I wouldn't mind a little rain, tell you the truth, truth be told. A little rain would be good. A lot of rain would be better, but it's not likely. Well, it's an angry looking sun this morning. Kind of a red-orange color. It's still got enough haze in front of it that it's just a solid disk. You can't really get a lot of glare off it like normal. A little bit. As it gets higher in the sky, it's becoming brighter. So I'll be careful not to look at it anymore. Oh, I'm trying to think of other stories to tell. It was 1969. Spring. A junior year in high school. And I was looking at computer science programs. And in 1969, there were only 5 computer science programs in the country. One was MIT. One was, I want to say it was Berkeley. It might have been JPL. Pasadena, wherever that is. Cal State. There was one in... I was going to say there was one in Michigan. Might have been one in Buffalo. The other one was Florida Institute of Technology in Melbourne, Florida. And my grandparents lived in Cocoa, Florida. Not Cocoa Beach, but Cocoa, which is on the eastern coast of Florida. My grandfather was an electronic engineer for Pan Am, later NASA, was one of the first people to work on the space program in the country. And he worked on the Mercury project. I think he worked on all the Mercury project and then retired. Maybe he retired when Apollo started. I don't know, I don't remember now. That was a long time ago. But he worked for the Cape. He worked at the Cape. And so Florida Institute of Technology was sort of a newish school, I think. It wasn't a particularly old one. But they had a computer science program. And I made arrangements with the school to go down for a visit. Now, it's going to be a week-long visit. I was going to go down on my high school spring break. And unfortunately, that corresponded pretty closely with their spring break. So there was nobody around. So the campus visit was kind of a bust. I took the Greyhound bus from Portland, Maine to Jacksonville, Florida. 36 hours on a bus. My grandparents picked me up at the bus station at some ridiculous hour, like 2 a.m. and took me back to their house, and I slept for about 14 hours. And then they took me down and left me at Florida Institute of Technology. Now, it was a relatively small campus. I don't think there were 5,000 students. 200 of them were women. And I swear to God, honest truth, the women's dorm, because in 1969, of course, there were men's and women's dorms. The women's dorm was surrounded by a chain link fence topped with not razor wire, but those barbed wire angle brackets. So there were those angle brackets across the top of this chain link fence, 8 foot tall chain link fence with barbed wire strung around the top. And a moat. I'm not kidding. There was a moat. Literally. Because in Florida, those of you who are in Florida know this probably better than anybody, but you can't really dig a hole unless it fills with water, because the height, the elevation in Florida is really quite low. And so you dig a hole and you get water in it. And in Melbourne, where I think the average elevation might be like 12, you don't have to go very deep to get to sea level. And of course, the sea level water seeps through the soil, fills up any ditch. Roadside ditches fill up, everything is filled with water. And so there's this moat with a bridge. And there's alligators in the moat, because any ditch with water in it in Florida has alligators in it. And so all of the women students at this college, this university, Florida Institute of Technology, lived in this dorm. And that was no end of frustration for the guys that I was talking to, who were still hanging around over spring break. It was interesting. Every person I talked to said, if you can go someplace else, go somewhere else, because this place just sucks. And from the students, I kind of expect this here, some along those lines. I didn't expect to hear it. I talked to 4 faculty members, and every one of them said the same thing. If you can go anywhere else, go there, because this school is a mess. And so after 3 days on campus, I called my grandfather and had him come pick me up. And he hooked me up with a tour of the Cape. I went to the Vertical Assembly Building and a bunch of other places. Saw a bunch of the missiles, a bunch of the rockets. They're a lot smaller than they thought. And we went fishing for a day. So it was very cool. 18 minutes, 33 seconds. Not a bad lap time for today. So I spent 4 or 5 days. I got terrible sunburn. I went fishing with my grandfather in Florida. It was a great deal of fun. And I was glad I had the time to spend with him, because I don't think he lived very much longer. The joke in the family was that it was he had a heart attack out of self-defense. Because being retired and staying at home with my grandmother was no picnic. However, let me see if I can stop this. I have to find it. I have to turn it on. I have to kill Endomondo. I have to stop the voice recorder. But only after I say I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And I'll talk to you then.